You know, sometimes when you go to places of tourist attraction, and I think even if you go to some of these well-known places, they used to keep people captives, and they will have these kind of gadgets that you can kind of put yourself in a shackle and take photographs. Has any of you done that in the past? Well, I don't think any of us wish to be shackled in any particular way. Being crippled means being deprived of the capability for either service or of strength, efficiency, or wholeness. Could be being lamed, flawed, or imperfect. A woman was there, in verse 11 it tells us, a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 long years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. Some of us may have read a Christian classic by the name of Pilgrim Progress. There is a woodcutting done by artist Robert Hodgell, who, based on the Pilgrim's Progress character, depicts a man bent over, not unlike the woman described to us in Luke. It is a picture of a man strapped to the man's back are large rocks. And written on the rocks is the question, what shall I do to be saved? He tries to walk forward, but his burden is too great. Behind him are laughing faces. So one, maybe you could Google and find out this particular woodcutting. Now, behind him walks some laughing faces, deriding him and adding to his woe. This pilgrim makes little progress because he has burdened himself with the weight of his own salvation. Have we ever been shackled by anything in life? What are we crippled with? Like the pilgrim and this ailing woman in Luke, many of us have seen the forces in life that can cripple us. When we talk about being crippled by life, we are referring to being unable to function effectively, going through life because of the physical, emotional, psychological, or spiritual injuries that we sustain in day-to-day living. What are some of the things that cripple a person in life? Maybe being hurt by someone and carrying that hurt for many months and years by what people might have said to us, words that cut like a sword in our hearts. Or we may be crippled by being hurt by someone by what they have done in our lives. Lies stolen from us, assaults, rejected, or cheated on. Or the failure, a loss of a job or an income. Loneliness can be a crippling factor. Fear of the past, the present, and the future. Fear of dying. Fear of people. Fear that paralyzes us. Mental health issues something that's very common in today's world. Despair, depression, bipolar syndrome, anxiety, all these and more totally cripple us in our ability to cope with life. This weight can literally cripple and bend us over, just as it described in the story of Luke. It drains all of our ability to cope, and we may lose our sense of hope and promise. And then there are those who are crippled by devastating diseases, bent over by sin, illness, and burdens too heavy to bear. People may also be crippled by life through the pursuit of happiness. A world without God is looking for happiness constantly. A world without God cries out, if only I have more money, a better job, a wife, a child, a home, then I would be happy. So many who are crippled by life cry out that they have never really been happy. And so there's nothing worth living for. These are many things that can cripple people in life. But there is a seeing that brings healing. Remember the story found in the book of Acts chapter 3 about a crippled beggar who sat at the gate of Beautiful. What a paradox. It tells us, let me read this short passage story again. When he, referring to this beggar, crippled beggar, when he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." That's a story about seeing. Every day, Peter and John would have been seeing that beggar at the gate, Beautiful, disabled, waiting there. And I believe that Peter and John were so in tune with God, walking day by day in the Spirit, that they were alerted to this particular beggar and his calling to do something of a healing to that beggar. Seeing the needs of people, John and Peter did that in that story. Same as today's story. The woman is seen by Jesus. Jesus saw her. And it is through the seeing comes the healing touch, and a response of praise by this healed woman. In verse 12, we say, when Jesus saw her, "Woman," he said to her, "you are set free from this infirmity." You and I are called to be like Peter and John at the gate, Beautiful. This means that we need to be alert to our environment, aware of what is going on as we walk past people or into places. Be alert of the opportunities that God may present to us to reach out to people and even to heal people. opportunity that the Holy Spirit present Himself to work through us. By His guiding power, we can be a witness to the power of healing by Jesus, to bring hope and healing to those who have been crippled by life. Back in the story in the book of Acts, that beggar at the gate, Beautiful, could not walk, and he was simply looking for money. He was hoping to get some money from John and Peter, but he had a better deal, because John and Peter saw him. Those people who may live in our neighborhood and around us, they may be also crippled by life in one way or another, just like that beggar. They see no hope. They simply looking forward to someone to give them a bit of money to survive until the next day when he comes back and collect more money. We live in a society, sometimes there is no long-term answers to people searching, crippled by life. Yes, the society and the government and authority do their best to reach out to have help to these people. Maybe give them drugs to the psychotic or the depressed, or the methadone to the addicts, or counseling to the anxious, and money to the poor. But I believe people are also looking for long-term answers in their lives so that they can deal with the shackles they have in their life. That's why Peter said to him, "Gold and silver I do not have to give to you, but I have something better as to help you to be healed and to walk." Peter gave that man the healing that he needs. And I believe today we are also called in the same way to see the needs of others and to see how God may heal their troubles and their crippling conditions. That brings me to the last bit, a conclusion and a challenge. How easy for us to walk past others and not see the needs. Some of these people may even be close to us, but we can be oblivious to their conditions and their needs. But these conditions rob these people. It may even be our loved ones, friends, colleagues, and others of facing life with a straight back and be able to stand up and walk about. Many people are crippled, that they are bent over, carrying their sins maybe, whatever that shackle them. People need to be healed to stand up and to face life with a straight back. This is what happened to this woman. When Jesus saw her, Jesus healed her. And what happened immediately? The healing came to her immediately. And immediately she praised God for the healing. And that's how powerful our God is. That's how powerful God's healing can be for us and for others. And that, I believe, is what God called you and I to do today. For the Pharisee, They saw only the outward appearance. They saw only the laws. They saw only the restriction of what you can and cannot do on Sabbath day. But Jesus looked into the hearts of people. He saw the need of this woman. So as we look around the world today, what do we see? Do we see people smiling and say everything is okay? The other day, I heard something on the radio. It asks a question, what is the most common lie that people say?
I'm fine.
Oh, you heard it! Exactly. Apparently, that is the most common lie that people say.
What
was it? That I am fine. When actually, they're not that fine. And I believe that is the challenge of the story today. That people may put up a facade, people may pretend they're okay. But it is up to you and I to surrender ourselves to the power of the Holy Spirit to reach out to people. For example, we started this work in Bhopal. Some of us be able to go across to the care area. And some of them, they need a lot of help. They can't even turn the page of the little order service that we have. There are people out there. Some of you are going to the city mission to talk to people. There are so many opportunities we can reach out to help others, to help them to be better, to feel better, and even to be healed. So, dear brothers and sisters, that, I believe, is our challenge today. Do we see the needs of the world? Do we see the needs of others? Just like Peter and John as they walked through the gate. Just like Jesus saw this woman crippled for 18 long years. She was healed. She is made straight again. We need to help people to be unshackled. And we ourselves need to be unshackled, to be released. To be released with the power of the Holy Spirit to go and touch lives, to go and reach out to people, and to go and share the good news of Christ to others.